afternoon, the Ghana Union of Traders Association, GUTA, describes punitive measures in new shippers authority law as a disincentive to free trade. Also, Securities and Exchange Commission outlines tougher measures to combat financial market abuse. We'll hear from the Director General, Reverend Daniel Gbamitete. And also coming up, government makes significant progress towards migrating all state institutions onto the Ghana.gov platform as it seeks to contain expenditure. The Joy Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance, Imperial General Solid Protection. I am Amisi Nyamche Thompson. Stay for details. Let's dig in now. The Ghana Union of Traders Association, GUTA, says the number of sanctions embedded in the new Ghana Shippers Authority law will not promote the interest of traders and importers. GUTA is of the view that the law, which is yet to be assented to by the president, is not friendly to businesses at the ports. President of the association, Joseph Obin, says the numerous sanctions go against free trade.
When we raised these issues, they told us that it's the Attorney General that advised them to put the withdrawal, cancellation, and then the punitive measures into this act. What are they telling us? So they just told us, and then they said that they are going to rectify it with the ally. In any case, if you are going to help me and to facilitate my trade, you will have to give me punishment that I will go into prison. If your duty is to facilitate my trade, to make my trade worthwhile, as they are portraying, do you have to put punitive into for their own interest?
Government has revealed it has migrated almost all state institutions onto the country's online payment platform, the Ghana.gov. The move is part of efforts to check government spending and prevent a high budget deficit. Flag bearer of the New Patriotic Party, Dr. Mahamudu Bawumia, disclosed this during his media encounter in Accra yesterday.
What I'm proposing, basically, to expand the tax base. You know, you want to expand the tax base by broadening the tax, digitalizing the tax, making the tax rate flat so that compliance is very easy for everyone. So I don't really, and then also reducing the government expenditure by 3% of GDP, I don't really see a funding challenge for our promises. In fact, there's no problem really to fund the promises that we are making because they will be financed.
Now, the Director General of the Securities and Exchange Commission, Reverend Daniel Ugbamitete, has reaffirmed the Commission's commitment to tackling fraud, corruption, and market abuse. In an address at the ACI Financial Markets Conference in Accra, he highlighted ongoing efforts to build a robust market by improving the current supervision guidelines to stop fraud in the financial market.
We must uphold the highest standards of integrity, transparency, and accountability in all our dealings. The fight against fraud, corruption, and market abuse demands our eternal vigilance. The SEC is committed to strengthening our enforcement mechanisms, enhancing market surveillance, and promoting investor education to ensure that ethical conduct remains at the forefront of our financial markets. Currently, the SEC is transitioning from a compliance-based supervision framework to a risk-based supervision framework.
Now, the Consolidated Bank Ghana, CBG, is taking a new approach to reach out to the needs of customers and ensure that communities without banks have access to financial services. According to the bank, it is waiting for regulatory approval to roll out new digital channels to support the initiative. Managing Director of the bank, Daniel Adjo, disclosed this to journalists at a short ceremony to unveil the refurbished medical laboratory for the Latte Health Center in the Eastern Region as part of the bank's support to health infrastructure.
So the idea is to contribute to the health infrastructure around our branch network. So everywhere we have a branch, there's a need for it. We will do what we can to contribute to the health infrastructure in that locality. Indeed, our distribution structure, our distribution going forward is to do more digital. Indeed, we're just awaiting approvals to launch a new digital initiative that will bring us closer to our customers and customers yet to come. So you watch this space, you will find us very soon.
Away from that, the absence of advanced medical care diagnostics and vaccines have been highlighted as a significant obstacle in the snail farming industry. Speaking during the Joy Business Masterclass Agribusiness Series, Felix Nyakon-Apia, CEO of Trisole's Farms, highlighted how the shortfall forces snail farmers to rely heavily on the observational skills, research and experimentation to sustain their operations.
One of the downsides with snail is that, unlike poultry and other systems that have, they even have vaccines, snails do not have that. We do not have, our sector do not have that advanced system of vaccines, maybe diagnosis and veterinaries. We don't even have that. Mm-hmm. So all that we've been doing has been a lot of observation, a lot of investigation, and then we've also done research based on trial and errors. So we've had some success. But still, there's quite a lot that is unknown as at now. So we tell people, once you come in and you do observation, you know what your snails are because your temperature is different. Your area, the conditions are different from my area. So once you study your snails and take good care of them, you are sure to win.
And you don't want to miss the Joy Business Masterclass Agribusiness Series every Wednesday at 1:30 p.m. on your superstation, Joy FM. Now, acquiring litigation-free land can be a major hurdle for property seekers. However, Ultimate Land Hub Limited offers innovative and cost-effective solutions with hassle-free land acquisition processes across the country. Whether you're looking at prime sites like Central University, Shire Hills or Ibri, Ultimate Land Hub has you covered. This year at the Ecobank Joy News Habitat Fair, the company is preparing to offer discounted land parcels to prospective buyers. Here's a glimpse of what the company does best.
Ultimate Land Hub is a real estate company that has been in existence for the past 5 years now, and it is specialized in selling of lands. We have our lands in the prime areas in Accra, such as Shire Hills, Pram Pram, around the Central University. We also have areas within Ebri, particularly Ebri Obuadaka. At the upcoming Joy Ecobank Habitat Fair, I entreat all patrons to be dressed rehearsed and be dressed prepared for amazing discount offers that Ultimate Land Hub will be putting out, which would be ranging from 12 to 25% on all our lands at the various locations that our lands are situated.
And the Ecobank Joy News Mini Habitat Fair comes off at the Good Park near the Accra Mall from August 30 to September 1, 2024. Remember to be there for all your housing needs. Now it's time for your pensions tip on MoneyLab.
Welcome to MoneyLab. I am Esther Frimpoma Mafo, the head of finance for Enterprise Trustees. In our last episode, we had a discussion on DDEP. Today, we'll talk about an investment option for your pension funds after retirement, an annuity plan. An annuity plan is a financial product that involves converting lump sum of money, often from pension funds, into a series of regular payments over a specified period, typically for the rest of the retiree's life. The primary benefit of an annuity plan is the assurance of a steady and predictable income stream throughout your retirement years. An annuity plan helps mitigate the risks of outliving your savings, providing a sense of financial security in your post-employment phase. Till we come your way again, remember to plan well and retire well.
And that's how we end the Joy Business Report brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance, Imperial General Solid Protection. Now, everyday people face different emergencies, police emergency, fire emergency, medical emergency, you name it. But many Ghanaians don't know their emergency numbers. Well, here's one you'd want to remember, *770#. Yes, *770# is the new Ecobank Money Emergency Number. *770# gives you instant access to loans, fund transfers, utility bill payments, airtime and data purchases, and so much more. You don't need internet for this. You just dial *770#. No need to panic in any money emergency situation. Ecobank will always come to your rescue. Dial *770# now for solutions to your money emergencies. Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank. And just before we go, a little correction. The Ecobank Joy News Mini Fair at Good Park near the Accra Mall comes off on the 13th of September to 15th of September 2024, and it opens at 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily, and admission is free. Do make a date there. I am Amusi Nyamiche Thompson. Ignition is next.
Chris, download it and use it. It gon' make your life so easy, yeah. Oh, yeah. Download it. You gon' enjoy it. In my Birmingham check. Come make a download them for you. Cause you can pay bills, you can buy credits, you can pay school fees, even chest tights with an Apple. Virtual card creation, transfer to other banks, express account opening, scan and pay, express cash, all at your fingertips with the Ecobank mobile app. You know, it's five-star life with Ecobank. Kim promise.
Joy 99.7 FM.
May I have your attention for the following funeral announcements? Agona Ibusia Penny, Nana Bobi, and Sad Domi. Kronti Hini Nana Atakra Menu, Naval Captain Bafo Asasi Jima, Mr. Samuel Afaridate. He's with the Aqua Safari Group, Mr. Kwejo Impini, former Chief of Staff, Mr. Paul Bedu Entry, retired diplomat and widower, Reverend Father Emmanuel Jimfi, Nane Kuya Bwatima Entry, Foreign Affairs, Ora Juma Entry, Forestry Commission, Wajoma for Entry, Narcotics Commission, Nanada Kwa Ampim, and the entire Agona and Bretio families of Jamasi and Dome regret to announce the sudden death of their beloved sister, wife, and mother, Mrs. Vivian Bedu Entry, also known as Vivian Asase Jima or Mama Vag, on the 8th of April 2024. Funeral arrangements are as follows. Friday, August 30th, 2024 is the vigil, and on Saturday, August 31, 2024, pre-burial service at Residence Jamasi Dome. Interment will be at Jamasi Dome Cemetery. Final funeral rites on Saturday, August 31, 2024 at Jamasi Dome Park at 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. And on Sunday, September 1, 2024, the final funeral rites will be at Jamasi Dome Park at 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. All friends and sympathizers are cordially invited. Ebusio Penin, Kronte, Kwame Donko, Nana Opoku Frimpon Edubofo, Mr. Martin Mensa, Mr. Augustine Edu Yabwa, aka Ejako, Bishop Abraham Kwekudia, aka Condemn, Last Days Gospel Church, Kaswa, Central Region, Mr. Stephen Kwekweji, UK, Madam Comfort Anna Nikofredia, Madam Ajua Mensa, Trinibwa Senior High School Secretary, Sister Bedu Kofredia, Madam Ama Kuntu, Ya Brinya Konongo, regret to announce the death of their beloved Mr. Isaac Tia, aka Yao Ketua. He's aged 68. Lay in state Saturday, 31st August 2024 at Konongo Ahimbronum, and the burial will be on Saturday, 31st August 2024, at Konongo Cemetery. The final funeral rites will be on Saturday, 31st August 2024, at Konongo Ahimbronum Methodist Street from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. Sunday, 1st September 2024, at Konongo Ahimbronum Methodist Street from 12 p.m.